Listener supported. WNYC Studios. You can be the only one. It's what you wait for.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and we'll take you today to London, where the band Big Joni has reconvened in the studio in which they made their new album, called Back Home. Big Joni is a black feminist punk trio, although the word punk is a little reductive for a band that incorporates everything from 90s Riot Girl to 80s New Wave to 60s girl group harmonies in an album that is full of sonic surprises. The album, Back Home, is just out, and here is the band, Big Joni, to play this live version of a song called Your Words.
You have a finger to scare him.
That's a live performance from the band Big Joni and a song called Your Words. There's a version of that on their brand new album called Back Home. And back in the studio where they recorded the record, you heard Big Joni playing that song, Stephanie Phillips singing and playing the guitar, Estella Adieri playing the bass, Shadeen Taylor-Stone behind the drums, and joining them for this session, Vanessa Govinden on keyboards. Stephanie, it's great to talk to you. I've been enjoying, you know, the recordings that the band has been releasing over the last few years. But this new one, Back Home, am I wrong, or have you kind of broadened the sound of the band with this new record?
Yeah, I think, you know, our first album, we always kind of refer to it as our live set because it was all the songs that we had and we put that together and that was Sisters. But yeah, with this new album, we've been a bit more deliberate about things and tried to really hone in on what our sound could be, and Back Home is the result of that.
Yeah. Now, I'm not doing so many of these remote sessions these days, but for 2 years, this is all we did. And I got to the point where I was almost as interested in what was in the background of people's studios and homes as I was in the actual performance. And there is a brief moment in the video of Your Words where you get a glimpse of an album by the Supremes and an album by Devo. Are those just there because they happen to be there, or are those signifiers of something for you?
Well, I think they were little signifiers. So, I mean, that's Margot Broom, our producer's record collection. We recorded at Hermitage Works Studios, at her studio. And yeah, we kind of pulled out those records, I think, kind of the Supremes, because like when we first started the group, the idea of referencing 60s girl groups and the Supremes and Ronettes and Crystals was really like important for us. I thought I love the idea of like bringing together that kind of pop, authentic teenage sound with something grungy and a bit dirty and punky and grimy. And Devo, I think Devo was Shadeen's pick because that's a bit more closer to what we actually sound like. We don't sound as angelic as the Supremes.
Well, but despite that, I mean, some of my favorite moments on the record are those moments where everybody is singing. I'm here in my arms. 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 And I did get a kind of sort of classic 60s pop vibe from songs like In My Arms or Sainted, where, you know, the rest of the band is kind of, there's a call and response, a voice and background harmony thing going. And there's a fair amount of that on the new record, it seems.
Yeah. I think it took us a while to kind of figure out how to do that because, you know, when we started the band, we were still learning and I'd never sung in a band before. And the other kind of Shadeen and original bassist Kira hadn't played their instruments before, so we were all really learning what we were doing. And as we've kind of gone on, we've figured out how to develop the sound and make it sound, you know, a lot more fuller, that there should be more than one vocal on a song.
What was it that sort of spawned this band for you? What was it that made you think, this is a need I need to fill and I need to find people to do this with me?
Sure. I mean, you know, at the time, we were all on the punk scene or on kind of the music scene in London in different kind of areas of it. And, you know, I would be going kind of to gigs and playing in my previous band and feeling like I'd have the punk scene on one side of thing. You know, on other days, I'd be going to my Black feminist meetings and kind of re-engage myself politically and feeling like I have my Black side on that, you know, on that side of London. And it felt like there was a space where those two things could come together and meet, which didn't make sense because I knew that, you know, my kind of, you know, likes weren't any weirder than anyone else. So it was really a need to kind of make that space possible. And I think a lot of other Black people and people of color were feeling the same way actually at that time as well. And the kind of reality of how the music scene's changed has kind of shown that actually a lot of people really wanted something different and fought for it and have created it now, because there's the scene when I started 10 years ago is completely different to what it's like today. So yeah, it's really just to create a space and to have somewhere to make music and to create.
And the name Big Joni, does that reference someone in particular?
Yes. Big Joni references my mom, Joan, who's actually on the our first album cover, Sisters, with her sister, my auntie, Andrea. They're on holiday in Wales, which is a very English 70s holiday, because it would never have been warm. But for some reason, British people always chose a very cold place to go on holiday. But yeah, I thought the idea of the name is to kind of reference like a kind of positive phrase for a strong woman, or like a confident woman. Like, I thought it could be like a, like that kind of a feminist phrase of a big Joni, you know, be the big Joni that you want to see in the world.
I guess I was wondering if maybe it was, I was just racking my brain. Who could that be? Joan Armatrading, maybe? It was just, but, you know, which wouldn't have been a bad thing.
It wouldn't have been a bad thing. She's actually from Birmingham. So I from the Midlands as well. I grew up in that area where she came from. But yeah, there are a lot of amazing Jones in music. But it's, yeah, it's referencing my mom. And yeah, she likes that.
The interesting thing about someone like a Joan Armatrading is, you know, when we talk about representation, I mean, somebody just recently said in one of our sessions, you can't be what you can't see. And for young women of color, you know, to have somebody like that to look up to suggested a possibility, you know, an option. Mm. Who were the people that you looked to for that kind of recognition and that kind of confidence that you could make this your thing, your space?
I think, yeah, that's really interesting. I think there weren't many people to look up to as a young Black woman growing up in the UK. There were a few people. So, you know, Polystyrene, who's the singer in X-Ray Specs.
Yep.
Is a really amazing example of someone who's doing something really different. But beyond that, I remember growing up, I didn't have a lot of people that I was looking up to. I mean, for the UK, sorry, there was also Skin in the band Skunk Anansie, who are really different and really doing amazing things, and who are properly like multiracial band in the 90s, which is actually quite rare in the UK. And I think beyond that, it was kind of a lot of punk bands like The Slits, The Raincoats, Bikini Kill, Slater Kinney. I got really into kind of that whole scene and just, yeah, the idea of like the concept of doing it yourself and creating your own culture was like revolutionary to me as a teenager.
Yeah. So it must have felt really good when the band was asked to be part of the Slater Kinney sort of cover slash tribute project.
Yeah, no, it was like, I mean, that's like one of my favorite, all-time favorite albums, Dig Me Out. Yeah, it's our whole Big Joni, like the last couple of years have just been a bit of a whirlwind of meeting people that you idolize growing up and then having to work with them in some capacity. So yeah, I mean, getting to play with Slater Kinney, getting to play with Bikini Kill, getting asked to do a cover of Things You Say for the Dig Me In covers album. It's all been like things we could never have imagined, and it was such an amazing experience.
Well, now Big Joni has this new record out called Back Home, and the song we're going to hear next, called Cactus Tree, at least on the record, there's some great harmony vocals on this again, and it sounds like a lot more people than just the four of you. So I'm eager to hear this performance. We're speaking with Stephanie Phillips from Big Joni. Here's a live version of the song Cactus Tree from their new album, Back Home. Is Cactus Tree, live performance by the band Big Joni with Estella Adieri on bass, Shadeen Taylor Stone behind the drums, and Stephanie Phillips on voice and guitar with Vanessa Govinden on keyboards. And the album title, Back Home, Stephanie, what does home refer to here?
So, yeah, it's a lot of different things. I think when we were going through the album and looking at the lyrics and the themes, it all kind of seemed to point towards kind of the idea of a home or the concept of home. So I think at the time, I was still living in London, and the renting crisis in London is kind of got out of control and has really pushed a lot of people to the brink. And that was a major worry when I was living in London of, how am I going to survive if I don't have a home? But then there's also kind of the other side of it of, you know, the concept of home, like a metaphysical concept of home, of never feeling at peace in a place where you're always positioned as the other. So, you know, in the UK, we're all children of immigrants and that are from the Caribbean or Africa. But when we go back to our parents' home countries, we would be and other, we would be the outsider there, it wouldn't be home. So it's about trying to kind of grasp what home can mean in a world that always pushes you away.
Yeah. Have you seen the TV series We Are Lady Parts?
Yes, I have, yeah. It's so cool. I really love it. And oh yeah, no, it's just like, it's really amazing to have like a band, about four Muslim women of color on, you know, British television. It's really revolutionary that they're kind of that's out there and people get to watch it.
It's a fun show, but it also raises questions. I mean, obviously they're dealing with Islamophobia from outside the community, but also within their community, their larger home, as you were just speaking of. They were getting blowback, and there was conflict because of what they wanted to do. So I guess that's why I was kind of wondering if the three of you and Big Joni, if you feel at home now in this musical setting that you've created for yourselves.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think that, for many decades, no matter the kind of Black people and people of color's participation in alternative genres, there's always been this need to pretend that didn't happen, or that there's some sort of kind of something wrong with them if they like that kind of music. And I think that we've got to the point in music history that we're able to actually look back on that history and recognize that no, we're not weird. This has always happened. And we can continue to have a space here. So I think at this point, it does feel a bit different. It does feel like, when you look at Gen Z's, the kids today, they don't seem to realize that it was a controversial thing to be Black and in a punk band and playing guitar. I do think it has changed. I do think there's a community in these kind of alternative and punk scenes. And I do think it can get better as well, but it's a lot better than it has been.
Which is great. I have to confess, I was stunned last week to read the story about how they sort of changed the rule in schools there in the UK to make it harder to exclude students based on their hairstyle.
Yes.
Idea that at this late date, and of course we all know whose hairstyles they were aiming this at. That kind of exclusion was still being allowed in 2022 in the UK just struck me as weird and sad and just like almost medieval.
I mean, the UK is weird, sad, and medieval. It's a strange place.
Oh, I don't know. I think it has much to recommend it. I look at that South and East London scene and, bands like Sons of Kemet and Ezra Collective and, some of the young jazz musicians who are from African and Caribbean families and making this wonderful music. It just, there seems to be, I know what you're saying. There are just some really weird things still going on there, but there's also there's also this ferment that is just wonderful to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, I'm hoping that there is kind of, like you'd mentioned, the jazz scene, the new jazz scene that's been kind of taking off in the last couple of years, that is a lot due to, those kind of Black and brown communities, second generation, third generation often, who are really trying to define their sense of self as, Black British people specifically, not just kind of connected to their parents' homelands or parents' music or different things like that. So it does feel like something different. There's definitely so much creativity in different communities at the moment, and there's so much to listen to. But yeah, the UK is weird in just very odd ways that you wouldn't expect.
We're speaking with Stephanie Phillips of the band Big Joni. The new album is called Back Home. Earlier in our conversation, Stephanie, you mentioned like the Supremes and that kind of classic 60s pop sound. There are elements of that in, a fair amount of songs on the record, like the song Confident Man. Never mistake that for a song from 1967, for example. But I hear a lot of the elements that made those 1967 songs what they were kind of transposed to your 2022 album, which is a very neat trick.
Oh, that's very nice. I don't know if I was doing that on purpose, but then I do. I mean, I do listen to a lot of, you know, the Phil Spector artists, a lot of kind of that generation, a lot of Beatles and the 60s sounds in general, just because I don't know, I love the idea of pop that gets to the point that's very proud of being pop in that kind of way that was in that generation.
Well, another song that seems to be kind of proud to be a pop song, even if it presents more as a kind of garage rock song, is the one you're going to do next called Today, which is essentially, I mean, it's a love song, right? I'll sing you to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a love song.
Yeah.
And again, has some of these wonderful, and with, you know, with the tambourine, I mean, that's like a,
yeah.
You know, 60s girl group signifier, it seems to me.
Yeah, that's true.
let's hear this live performance by Big Joni. The song is called Today. Today is the name of that song. Live performance from the band Big Joni, the English group, featuring Stephanie Phillips on voice and guitar and Estella Adieri on bass, Shadeen Taylor Stone behind the drums. Does she always stand when she plays?
Yeah, that was the idea from the beginning because, Shadeen loved the idea of, you know, Jesus and Mary Chain and Velvet Underground, those kind of bands where you could kind of really simplify the kit and kind of make it more of a kind of a big thing. So, yeah, we've been doing that ever since we started.
Okay. And Vanessa Govinden helping out on keyboards in this session at the Hermitage Works studio in North London, where you made the record back home. So in a sense, bringing you back home.
Exactly.
Stephanie, you're also an author.
Oh, yes.
You're also an author of the book Why Solange Matters, which was published by the University of Texas Press. Do you have like journalism or, you know, something like that in your background?
Yeah. So I'm a trained journalist and I started, you know, writing and freelancing years before I started in a band, or I guess it was kind of around the same times when I was, you know, coming on the punk scene, going to the punk scene at night and coming from, you know, working in an office. But yeah, I've been freelancing and writing for different outlets like The Guardian, different places for years. And yeah, I really loved working on the book and I never really expected to have to be able to write that much about one subject for one or for anyone to publish it. So it's all still very strange to me.
Well, Solange, of course, you know, came on the scene known as Beyoncé's sister and has now established her. So why does Solange matter to you?
I think that Solange matters to me because of who she is specifically. Like you mentioned, she was known as Beyoncé's sister. She was kind of the adjacent. She was the forgotten child in a way. And her importance really lies in her journey towards self-acceptance and realization. So kind of trying to work against the expected and kind of really altering her journey to kind of taking all these different routes and going towards, you know, the old pop thing where she was kind of hanging around the Brooklyn hipster scene and going back to kind of R&B and then coming back around and, you know, working with different mediums. She's always trying to evolve herself as an artist to try and properly find out who she is. There's always kind of this bigger meaning to her songs and her work beyond just one particular album or one particular project. And I think that journey really reflects the journey that the Black community and very specifically Black women had been on during that time of, you know, you can see her evolution as Black Lives Matter comes around, as a different kind of conversation around the intersectionality in the Black community, around hair. There's always some sort of reference that Solange had where you could see her growth as the Black community was growing as well.
So for you, and I mean you collectively, the three of you as Big Joni, is there a, not a roadmap, but I guess, is there something there that you can take as a kind of model for, I mean, as we've already discussed, going from sisters to back home has already been kind of an expansion of the sonic universe of the band. Do you see that as something you're likely to continue?
I mean, there's always, I think the, you know, the thing to admire about Solange is that she really does put her all into things and never wants to stop at just one kind of definition of one her role. So she's not just the artist, she's the producer or the video director, or she's very multidimensional. And I think kind of taking that approach to things does make sense and able to kind of have a proper overview of what's kind of being put out in your name and your art.
So maintaining some control over not just the art, but the means of dissemination of the art. That, you know, that's another thing that was important in the DIY scene going back to the 70s at CBGB's.
Absolutely, yeah. And kind of making sure you can kind of get that out there because you can't always rely on other people to help you in that way.
Yeah. Well, I think it's gotten to the point where Big Joni can rely on lots of other people to get the word out. I mean, you know, the response to the recent performances and the new album has been really spectacular and well-deserved as well, I should say.
Oh, thank you.
Stephanie, thank you and the rest of the band so much for performing for us and for spending some time with me today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Watch the video of Big Joni performing the song Your Words for us there in the London studio. It's here on the website at newsounds.org and on the New Sounds YouTube channel as well. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.